If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. And I got so many messages saying, John, you have to do a live show today because things are just a little bleak out there, you know, with what happened last night. Ain't going to talk about that game. But yeah, it definitely not the way the 49ers fans wanted the season to end, but that's okay. Sadly, most seasons, that's kind of the way things go. But I'm here to tell you today, episode 1605 of the 49ers Rush Podcast, why you should be excited about the 49ers future, because there are so many reasons. And I started, you know, woke up early this morning, started outlining today's episode, and I was just like, man, this is too much. Like, wherever you are on your 49ers spectrum of the future, I'm telling you right now, like, with what the 49ers just accomplished, going 12-5 in that season that was, you look at the snaps that you lost, the starters that you lost, whatever else, the division you were in, by far, I would argue, one of the greatest divisional performances of any division in the history of the NFL. You're going to have that division again next year, but is it going to be as dominant? I don't think that it can be. Historically would say no, but we'll see. So today, the entire episode, and we're going to get to a lot of comments and questions, and appreciate everybody being with us. I have to say thank you to our executive producers, Corey Robbins, Dorian Campbell, 49ers, George, 365, and David Gill, and all the hashtag CCs, the countdown crew. What's up, Big Tone? Dev, what's up, man? It says what's good, JC. Open up YouTube at the right time. That's right. It is the right time, and I appreciate you guys being here. I'm not talking about that team at all. Yeah, O line, improve the damn O line. I wish. And it's funny because, you know, just with the show last Thursday, coach approach, like, we did a whole segment. What the 49ers should do, but they probably won't do. That's not today's show. And I do have to say, tomorrow, we should have a John and Wayne show, which I'm super excited about. Going to be talking draft conversation. And then Thursday, I'm pretty pumped about this. A little bit different. We're going to have Alex Lopez on the show. She is, you know, one of the people that helps with the 49ers Rush road trips. She's huge on TikTok, Instagram. She's incredible. One of the nicest human beings I've ever met. Her family's incredible. So a little bit of change of pace. I want to try to find a way to give people that I haven't had on the show. I'm such a routine person, and I could record every single week with Wayne, Ant, and Kruger and just be the happiest man alive and never change it up. But in the off season, I kind of want to bring some new voices into the discussion a little bit, kind of see how that's going to go. So I'm super excited about a show Thursday with Alex. That's going to be at 10. So make sure you guys join us then. She's great. You guys are going to love her. Sin, appreciate you. You are incredible. Hey, John, thanks for listening to me. How do we overcome the Rams and Seahawks going forward? Yeah, the good news is you beat them both this year. Now, you'd lost to both this year, including the Seahawks twice. But, you know, having Shanahan and Fred Warner on the, you know, pregame coverage yesterday was pretty cool. And you heard Shanahan, you've got to establish the run against that defense. And until you do, they don't give up explosives. So establish the run, then the explosives come against that Seahawks defense. It's very, very simple. So you've got to prioritize offensive line play. Niners have never done that under the Shanahan regime. You did draft McGlinchey first overall. You did trade for Trent Williams. Outside of that, you cannot find anything. Prioritize it. Haven't drafted one center since he's been here. You drafted guards late. You drafted one tackle. That was it. So you got to figure some of that stuff out. You got to prioritize the offensive line. You got to win in the trenches. And that's where the Niners lose consistently, sadly. That's what we've got. There we go. Joel, appreciate you. Live show, Team No Sleep, man. I know over in the Philippines, that's not easy. Appreciate you, man. And right here, Logan Chapman, have you done draft work yet? Yes, I have. Started this weekend and just been compiling. So if you guys are on our Patreon or the 49ers Rush, we have just put up our very first draft sheet, which I freaking love this. And shout out to NY Niners. He is a freaking legend. This was all posted this morning. So we have over 400 players already on our database, height, weight, you know, projected 40 times. And you can see like the official numbers in blue, red. And I mean, it goes through snap counts, overall grades, PFF grades, yeah, you know, what they played, what they haven't, stats, O-line, OTs, DTs, edges, all filterable data. And, you know, we put an Excel spreadsheet and a Google Doc, a protected Google Doc. But if you want to go through and make a copy and adjust and create all your own, that's up. And so the 49ersrush.com, you just go to the 49ers players breakdown. It's going to be at the top. If you're on Patreon, it's going to be at the top. We got a 7-day free trial. There is nobody else that has put this together in a functioning way for you guys. 466 players already on there. So go sign up, get that. And as we get more information, we are writing. Yeah, we're going through. So my goal is to grade just over 200 players top to bottom this year on our big board. But we've got 466 players already diagnosed and charted and all that stuff. So if you're ready for draft work, we got you. It is up. So those have already been posted, the49ersrush.com. And if you don't want to sign up, you don't want to be a subscription, you can go there and just pay 10 bucks and you get it automatically. So you can buy it that way or you can subscribe whichever way, the49ersrush.com or our Patreon channel, both links in the description of the video. But yeah, it's full on draft work. So yeah, and we're going to have draft breakdowns coming soon. For sure. Whenever we look at just, you know, video breakdowns, going to start at wide receivers. It's the biggest need on the team. So that's going to be there. It's going to go wide receivers, then offensive line. That's where it is. And so all those things are there. So if you want to build mock draftable and all that kind of whatever, it's mock draft season and it's free agents. We're doing all of it, Joel. Mock drafts are after free agency. We're going to be diving into both. We really, really are. So, and shout out to Brian Carter. He's part of our, you know, Rush. I mean, we've been doing draft work together since we did our Vegas party. I think it was 22. He's part of that. And yeah, doing draft scouting in my spare time. Already got a bunch of first impressions written up. We're going to be sharing that. We are going to tailor everything that we do to you guys. So shout out to Brian Carter 99. He's the man. All right, let's dive in. It is time. Why you should be excited about the 49ers future. There are so many reasons. So I've got a ridiculous amount. Number one, Fred Warner is already ready. He is already ready to play. The injury, the low point of the season was that Tampa Bay game, not only losing the game, but Fred Warner's ankle looking sideways in the first quarter. Not cool. I was there in the stadium. Oh, it was awful. But now Fred Warner's already practicing. He's already had full practices. If the Niners would have beat Seattle, he would have played that NFC Championship game against the Rams. But whatever. I digress. Fred Warner's back. So all offseason, he crushed it, by the way, on the pregame coverage as well. Like, that guy can do anything. But he's got a lot more football left. And so that is number one. The number one thing that you have to be excited about is what Fred Warner's going to bring. I'm going to be betting huge on Fred Warner comeback player of the year. I throw a little bit down on Fred Warner defensive player. Like, that dude, he's going to be ready to kill people. I am so excited about what it is that he has to bring. So excited about Fred Warner. And shoot, you know, the one thing I will say, the Super Bowl sucked. I hated it every single snap. But our bets did well. We went 8-14. We posted a profit again. We missed one bet by half a yard. Dang it. But that's the way Vegas goes. But if you did bet with us this year, you made some money. We're going to be posting a lot of bets for the draft content and all that kind of stuff. That will be there. So Fred Warner being back, that is huge. This defense is going to look completely different with 54 back there. So excited about that. Also, shoot, Trent Williams already came out and said he's coming back. He is not retiring. Now you get into a little bit of the Trent Williams. Well, do you extend? Do you restructure? How do you do that? What's that going to look like contractually? We'll get into free agency dollars, cap, all that stuff later. But Trent Williams coming back, that is huge. That is paramount. How many more times are we going to be able to say that? Again, back to this idea of draft offensive line. Draft offensive line, please. Please draft offensive line. Please draft offensive line. Please draft offensive line. Please draft offensive line. You have to at some point. You got to value it. You got to. I hope that changes. Now, number three, dead money has decreased significantly. 2025, you paid $103 million to players that never played a snap for you and were not on your team. That's not even the injured numbers. $103 million. That number is decreased down to $21 million. That is $82 million that you can spend on your roster this year, players that actually play for you. The regular season is wrapped, and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co. It's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Trollco runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
So many of those horrible, horrible contracts, none worse than Javon Hargrave, Leonard Floyd. I mean, you can go on in Debo, Ayuk, terrible. But to go from $103 million dead cap, I mean, the entire salary cap is $300 million, one third. You're literally playing with a hand tied behind your back last year. Still went 12-5, still competing for the number one overall seed the last week of the regular season. That was all there. From $103 million dead cap down to $21. That is $82 million more that the 49ers will be able to spend on the active roster. Active roster. Players that are actually going to play. Pretty excited about that. Now, this one might only excite me in the content creator world, if that's the world I live in. No quarterback controversy again. Not only that, I think the 49ers could make the argument for best quarterback room in the NFL heading into the offseason. Brock Purdy's locked up. He was the best player for the 49ers in that, you know, horrible playoff game against Seattle. Like, that dude was playing by himself. Offense, defense, Brock Purdy was the best player of that game, in my opinion. Mac Jones, I think, is the best backup quarterback in the NFL. Now you even have your youth, Curtis Rourke, who is healthy. Went back, you know, had those couple practice weeks before they shut him down for the entire offseason. He's ready to go. Your quarterback 1, 2, 3 are set. Now, I know quarterback controversy gets a lot of clicks and views and whatever else. I hate that shit. It's my least favorite thing. I don't care if I get more traction or more. I don't care. It pisses me off. I want to focus on the 49ers and what they can bring instead of just conjecture and who should start and whatever. I am so excited that they are not part of that anymore. So, again, that one's probably higher on the list for me than a lot of other people. I am so thankful that the 49ers have no quarterback issues whatsoever. Now, you want to talk about trading Mac and getting picks for free agency. I know the 49ers have been adamant in their messaging. They're not trading Mac Jones, but whatever. Excited just to have Mac back for a year. I hope that he does stay. If you get a top 50 pick, I trade him. You get a top 75 pick, that's where the discussion comes in for me. Kawachibdo, yeah. Quarterback controversy will be if Mac gets traded, but that's a backup quarterback. Not going to change anything the Niners do or don't do. So, like, Brock's the guy. Brock, elevated play. Played incredible when he was healthy. Can he stay healthy? That's why you keep Mac, is if he can't stay healthy. We'll have to see what that looks like. Now, injuries, which are always going to be around for the 49ers. It's just what it is. You get back Nick Bosa and Mikal Williams at the same position. Injuries happen about a week apart or a couple weeks apart. Like, that is huge. I think both will be ready for training camp. The fact that Mikal is so much younger, that's huge. Bosa has been through this before. Play that into however you will, but the biggest weakness on the defense, maybe even on the entire team, was lack of pass rush. Nick Bosa changes that. Mikal Williams, while not a true pass rusher, changes that because you can kick him inside in that Ytir Gross Matos role, and he can't be worse. There's no way he can be worse. So the fact that you're getting back Nick Bosa and Mikal Williams, you got the development of Keon White, who, man, looks like a player. He's back. Sam O, probably the most consistent player on the 49ers defense this past year. Bryce Huff, what are you going to do with him? You can bring him back. You can cut him, whatever. But you now have a stout defensive end room. You need a true pass rusher in that mold. Bryce Huff, if you're happy with that, cool. If not, whatever. But getting Bosa and Mikal Williams back, that is huge. That is paramount. That's worth so much in and of itself. You look at Bosa and Mikal Williams combined. How many snaps did they play together, or games did they play together? So Bosa played 3. Mikal Williams played 9. So that's 12, right, out of a possible 34. That's huge. Getting those guys back changes everything. That's huge. Shout out to Josh, 49ers faithful forever. If you guys don't know Josh is paramount to what we do here at the 49ers. That dude's working his ass off on draft content for us. He's crushing it. Love this man. Appreciate you, Josh. Ben, NY Niners, crushing it. Zach, he's crushing it. Brian, like, we've got a team that is just awesome. Here's NY Niners. I mean, he's just the best. So appreciate you guys. And he says, Mikal was already better than YGM when he got hurt. That is non-debatable. Way better. One of them is a positive. One of them is a negative. That is huge. That is huge. Joel, he says, hopefully Bosa comes back lighter, not as heavy as he was this year. He was in great shape. ACLs in today's world is what it is. I don't know what else to say. And he's had a lot of them. Yeah, I'm not one of the people, not saying you are. I'm not in the trade Bosa camp. That doesn't make sense to me because now you have a value on his contract. 29 years old. He's kind of into the meat of, is he 29? I might be wrong on that. Let me just check real quick. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, he's 28 years old. Good Lord. Yeah, you're not trading Nick Bosa. You're not trading a 28-year-old premium pass rusher and complete defensive end. And he is those things. Joe, I'm seeing a lot of stuff in there, man. You're negative. I get it. That's okay. You be negative, brother. But Kyle never wins the big game is insane for somebody that has 9 playoff wins and multiple NFC championship games. But anyway, I want to focus on positivity. Love you, Joe. You're the best. But yeah, you are way off on that one. But that's okay. You got to get your stuff out. Get it out. We're here. We are here. Next up, I'm very excited about Raheem Morris, the new defensive coordinator. The main reason why I'm so excited is just because, again, not having the most vanilla defense in the NFL is exciting to me. I am very, very excited about that. I think that's incredible. Like, I wish that you still had Robert Saleh as the DC. I do. I wish he would have stayed. He did not. But moving on, not having the most vanilla defense in the NFL could be a positive thing. Really, really could. And I am excited about Raheem Morris. I really, really am. His experience trumps so much of the inexperience that even Robert Saleh has. Like, Raheem Morris has coached 14-plus years in an even front. That doesn't even count the past decade he has in an odd front. Bringing that complexity, I think, well, because Robert Saleh's biggest issue this year, Robert Saleh got taken to the woodshed against very good OCs. And you can say, well, like, who doesn't? I don't know. I want to see the nuance and the complexity from a defensive side so that teams don't know exactly what we're doing all the time. I am very, very excited about that. Very excited about that. Cowboy Chipto, I was pretty disappointed with Saleh by the end. His bad games were really bad games, and he got out-schemed and just Kubiak, I said this on our defensive breakdown series where I'm going through the all 22. Again, that's up on 49ersrush.com and our Patreon. I think Kubiak got that job, the head coaching job, for what he did to Robert Saleh. He embarrassed that dude 2 out of 3 weeks in a row. X's and O's. Like, he knew everything that he was going to do. Every single thing that he was going to do. And again, I wish Robert Saleh was still our DC, but that doesn't mean he was the greatest of all time and whatever. Like, that dude, he got destroyed on the board. Anyway, take that for what you will. Whatever. Now, here we go. Next one. Up to freaking Stout, man. Can we talk about just how good this kid was? He's the closest thing to a home run that the 49ers have had in the draft since Brock Purdy. And then on top of that, again, my biggest Robert Saleh critique, he wouldn't let the rookie play. Upton Stout played 18 defensive snaps in the game against the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs. 18. He was the best player on the field. And you kept him on the sidelines. I do not see that taking place under Raheem Morris. I really, really don't. You know, Robert Saleh would always get trapped in those sub packages, big nickel. We need to stay in this 4-3 under front so we can help with the, like, no. Keep Upton Stout on the damn field. I don't care. Keep Upton Stout on the damn field. I think Raheem Morris will do that. So if you look at the past few draft classes, they haven't been great. I would argue the last two draft classes are fine. I really, really do. Like, you look at the, and I have this, you know, I'm getting out of order now. But if you look at the last few draft classes and this youth movement that's taking place, like, I'm excited about Upton Stout, CJ West, Alfred Collins, Mikael Williams, Jordan James. I'm excited about him. Marquis Siegel, shown promise. Dominique Pooney, obviously. Malik Mustafa, can he get more consistent? Tatum Bethune as a Sam backer instead of a Mike. That's pretty good. Now, players that you need to see more from, Ricky Pearsall. We got to stay healthy. When big games happen, you can't freaking shit the bed. Jordan Watkins, get on the field. Nick Martin, get on the field. Connor Colby, more consistency. Curtis Rourke, who knows? Junior Bergen, who knows? Renardo Green, learn football, bud. Like, work on the player IQ and stop jumping on everything that's underneath. Jacob Cowan, get on the field. Like, those are all just players that the 49ers have drafted in 2 years. They're still on the roster. That's a lot of players, a lot of youth, half of which, Stout, West, Collins, Williams, Jordan James, Siegel, Pooney, Mustafa, Bethune, that's nine that I'm very excited about from the last 2 years' draft. Now, there's a lot more guys that, like, hey, let's figure it out. Pearsall, Watkins, Martin, Colby, Rourke, Bergen, Green, Jacob, that's eight more guys just that you drafted in the past 2 years that are still on the team that got to show more. Now, you want to put Ricky Pearsall up in that other category, I don't have a problem with that. But, like, those aren't misses. Now, some of the bottom half, Watkins, Martin, Colby, Rourke, Bergen, Green, and Cowing, maybe you could say misses, but they're a year or two into their thing. Like, the grade's not complete yet. So if you can keep getting some of the singles and doubles that you've gotten with a home run or two, you know, Upton Stout's about the closest thing that you've gotten to a home run in the past year and a half or the past two drafts. You got to get some more of those at some point. Now you're bringing back Kittle and CMC and Trent Williams, Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Demo. You have those blue chip guys, but they're not going to be here forever. You've got to replace some of the blue chippers that you've lost in this draft class. You have to. And there's pressure whenever you got to hit a home run. But because the Niners did that younger, cheaper model last year with all that dead cap, you've got bodies now that have snaps and have experience. I am very, very excited about that. And so, yeah, you've got to see what that development looks like. And can some of those guys take that step up? That's huge. I talked about how we were positive on the bets this Super Bowl. And even though we're past the Super Bowl, if you're still a bettor, my bookie's the place to go. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to MyBookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs. Make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. All right, next up on the why you should be excited, the 49ers return Brant Boyer, their special teams coordinator. That is huge. The 49ers have quality, competent special teams group. And you're about to get the same coordinator back for year two. I think that is huge. Now, Eddie Pinheiro's a free agent. Luke Gifford's a free agent. Defensively, that's a plus. Special teams is negative. He's a Pro Bowl special teamer. Can you get back? I hope they kind of franchise Eddie P. We'll talk about free agency here in a little bit. I'd lock him up 3 years, $15 million, 31-year-old. I think he's the best kicker in the NFL. Like, keep that dude. Do not draft a kicker. Do not draft a kicker. Do not draft a kicker ever, ever, ever. Do not draft a punter ever, ever, ever. That is stupid. Anyway, special teams. And I think you saw, like, the 49ers had some of the best special teams play in the NFL until you played Seattle, who does have the best special teams in the NFL, and it carried them pretty damn far. And the defense, obviously, was the reason why, but they just didn't have weaknesses. And so can the 49ers get to the point, you know, we did a lot of shows this year where it was the 49ers game plan is to win two phases of the game, offense and special teams. If they can get to the point where all three of them kind of do what they got to do, I think that that's going to be huge, right? And so can they get to that point? Can they get to that point? Draft talk, baby, which I'm super excited about. I know everybody loves draft stuff. We have refrain from entering that conversation yet until I start watching tape, which is taking place now. 49ers have nine picks. They are poised to add a whole lot of talent now. Can they hit on some of those? That's huge. And yeah, they've had some bad ones, but I mean, shoot, you've got a first, second, third, you have three fourth rounders. You've got resources. So you have a pick in every single round with three fourth rounders. That's where they're at now. I think that that is huge. I really, really do. And so you're going to be able to add a lot more bodies, at least nine, plus undrafted free agents, plus free agents. Again, the roster the 49ers have right now is an unfinished project. But with all those youths, what is a youth? I think that it's important because you do have a young base. And some of those guys might just be rotational players that were forced to play as starters, but you have those guys, cheap, four-year contracts. They have playing time. They have experience, not on offense. Shanahan never plays them. But I think that that's a big deal. I really, really do. Silent, appreciate the super chat, my friend. He says, a mid-caliber wide receiver like Dobbs won't move the needle. What can they do to truly compete versus Seattle? Kyle needs an elite tool or two to use. I love Dobbs. I really, really do. Dobbs is better than any wide receiver the 49ers had suiting up this year by a mile as far as a true X. Juwan Jennings is going to get paid more. Juwan Jennings is not an X. Dobbs is an X. He has familiarity with the system. You'll be able to get him for half the price of Jennings and use him as an X wide receiver. I think that that is huge. Do you get the elite blocking, any of that stuff? I would argue you didn't get really a lot of the elite blocking from Juwan Jennings this year anyway, especially the first half of the season. I'm big on Dobbs. I do think that he does move the needle because he can win vertically. The Niners don't have one person on their roster this entire season that can do that. They have not had one. But I do agree with you, Silent, that yes, he's not like this person that's going to change the way the whole entire offense works. But if you look at the wide receiver position and free agency, The Cowboys already came out and said they're going to franchise George Pickens. He's off the roster. Juwan Jennings is not an X wide receiver. I don't care what anybody says. He played up in that role the past two seasons, and it's a big reason why you couldn't do anything against Seattle. No vertical field stretcher. Alec Pierce would be the splash. You're going to be in competition because there's not that many there. You can go get some of the older guys. You know, Mike Evans, is he going to want to change teams? That's going to be huge. Yeah, you can get a Tyquan Thornton who will stretch the field vertically, but he's not really a good wide receiver. He's just a vertical threat. Keenan Allen, not at this point in his career. Rashid Shaheed, he's a gadget guy. He can stretch the field vertically, but that's about it. Special teams-wise, he's elite, but is he a true X? I don't think that he is. There's NFL teams don't let X wide receivers walk. They just don't. So to get that splash at the wide receiver position, you're either going to have to trade. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think you get that in free agency. You've either got to trade or you got to draft. And if you're going to draft an X, it's got to be early. It's just what it is. 49ers spend more draft resources on the wide receiver position than any team in the NFL. They're second since Shanahan's been here. Don't expect that to change. That's why the position I'm going heavily on draft research right off the bat is wide receiver, because I think that's just what they do. And Kyle will play first and second round wide receivers. He won't play third or later. He just won't. He never has. But first, second round wide receivers, he plays. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, he does not. So I don't know. Now, another thing that's exciting is the 49ers currently projected to have over $42 million in cap space, which is 10th most in the NFL. 10th. They're not a bottom 10 team, but now they have money to spend. And that's in their current situation. Before you restructure, extend, release a couple players, I expect that number to go up. Now, the younger, cheaper model last year, I don't expect them to completely abandon it, but you're also not signing guys like Javon Hargrave. I think the biggest splash, if you can get a Linderbaum, if you get an Alec Pierce, that would be huge. I doubt either one of those kind of takes place, but we'll see what that is. But if you can go into this free agency and add 2 to 3 starters, that would be huge. Last year, you added 0 starters in free agency. Not one starter. If you want to say Gifford as the Sam backer was a starter, or DeMarcus Robinson, who only started 2 games in the entire season, are starters, that's, you could say that, but like, you didn't add shit last year. And a lot of people were really upset because they just did not spend at all. So if you get into free agency and could add 2 to 3 actual starters, pay a left guard, pay a center, get a true tight end too, get an actual linebacker, get a good corner, get a safety, get a pass rushing DT. Those are options that the 49ers can do some things. I really, really do. I don't know. Like, can they finally about face? Was it just a 1-year adjustment? Are they going to be here? The cap says they got money. You should be able to spend. Man, I would be so happy with Romeo Doubs. I know the previous comment was like, no, but dude, I'd love Romeo Doubs. He'd fit exactly what we need. Exactly what we need. And again, sticking with free agency, you're not losing any major competitors. That's another huge bifurcation from last 4 or 5 years, where you're just losing so many great players. I mean, shoot, you just look at last year, right? Traded Debo, Dre Greenlaw, Talanoa Hufanga. You're losing all these players that mattered, and you didn't replace any of them. You're not losing anybody. You're not losing. Juwan Jennings is the one guy that's going to get paid by somebody, but again, among league leaders in interceptions when targeted, among league leaders in drops, he had one of the worst successful catch percentages in the NFL for wide receivers, tight ends, or running backs. He was not consistently good. The penalties, can't line up all the time. Juwan Jennings, awesome, and I'm thankful for what he did. But the Juwan Jennings that we loved left whenever he did that holdout and demanding top tier money. Go get paid, Juwan. Go get paid. I love it. We need a true X. If Juwan wants to come back and take wide receiver three money and play the big slot and third downs and red zones, awesome. I know he doesn't want to do that. Let him go. Eddie Pinheiro is the only guy I would bring back from all the free agencies leaving. That's it. And like inconsistent players are my least favorite thing. Ituro Gross Matos, one of the most inconsistent players in the history of the NFL. Jordan Elliott, same thing. Five bad, one good. Kendrick Bourne, can't line up, doesn't know the plays. I love KB, but come on, man. Like, if he wants to come back as a wide receiver five or six, cool. But that's it. Spencer Burford, enough said. Like, those guys are leaving. Now, is everybody that you replace going to be more consistent? I don't know, but I know that those four players have never been consistent at any part of their careers in the NFL. None of them have. So you know that. So move on. Allow them to go. Allow them to go. Allow them to go. So the fact that you're not losing any major contributors besides the kicker, that is huge. Again, the roster is ascending. The roster is improving over what you put out this year, and you were 12-5. That's a big deal. Niner Vega, appreciate the super chat. Center should probably be priority over receiver. I agree completely. Kyle Shanahan has not drafted one center. The 49ers haven't drafted a center in 13 seasons. 13 consecutive seasons. Worst in the NFL. They haven't even drafted offensive tackle in four consecutive drafts. Worst in the NFL. They don't prioritize the offensive line. And I know somebody's like, yeah, they play Trent and whatever else, and they're paying McKivitz. Look at the draft capital used amongst any team in the NFL. The 49ers have attributed the second least in the NFL in Shanahan's tenure. They do not value the offensive line, period. There is no way you can logically say that they don't or that they do. You just can't do it. Can't do it. Now you look at, I want to talk about this next, the schedule of the 49ers. Now this year was a big deal in going 12-5 because you played a last place schedule. Well, next season, you're not playing a last place schedule. You're playing a third place schedule. And I think that that's huge. And so let's break that down right after this. Hey, Niner faithful. If you're looking for tickets to see the 49ers play this season, TickPick is the destination for the best deals you'll find on tickets with absolutely no hidden fees. TickPick guarantees the best price on tickets to every NFL game and beyond. Download the TickPick app and use code Niners, N-I-N-E-R-S, at checkout to save $10 on your first order. Again, that's code Niners. Get your tickets ready today to cheer on the team with the rest of the 49ers Rush community. And all of our events for the 49ers Rush road trip are sold exclusively on the TickPick app or TickPick.com. Just search 49ers Rush. All right, the schedule next year, third place, it's out. Now the actual dates and order and all those fun things, not out there yet. But the schedule next year is very, very doable. Now, you're playing a lot better quarterbacks than you played this past year. That was probably the biggest anomaly of the 49ers schedule, is like you didn't play any top-tier quarterbacks outside of your division. You really, really didn't. Now, here are the hard games. And again, because you're in the toughest division in the NFL and you're going to be in the toughest division in the NFL anyway, you got to play the Seahawks twice. You got to play the Rams twice. Those, you know, that's going to be the same every year. You have the Eagles, which they're taking some steps back for sure, but they're still the Eagles. The Broncos, damn good defense. We'll see about the offense. And the Chiefs. Do the Chiefs fall into the hard category with Mahomes and Andy Reid? I think that they probably do. But, like, those are your hard games in this upcoming season. Seahawks twice, Rams twice, Eagles, Broncos, Chiefs. Those are difficult, tough games. But then you get to the easier games. And I know that things change year in and year out. And you're talking about, you know, shoot, the Patriots were picking second or whatever they were to the Super Bowl. Like, that happens. But I'm sorry, the Raiders are not going to be a good team next year. The Cardinals, who you play twice, are not going to be good teams next year. The Dolphins changing everything, regime, possibly trading their quarterback, rebuild, all that stuff. Giants, maybe the Giants kind of excel a little bit. They have some roster. They got a better head coach. They got whatever else, but still not a juggernaut. Falcons, they've got some key pieces there, but shoot, one of their best players just got arrested and probably not going to play in the NFL ever again. Commanders, no. I get Jaden Daniels is awesome, but that roster coaching staff is not good. Cowboys, they're always a joke. And the Vikings, they figure out their quarterback spot, like what that looks like. That's a lot of very winnable games. I mean, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You just win the games you're supposed to win. That's 9 wins. You win one or two of those hard games, you're right back in an 11 to 12 win season. It's interesting. Like, I really, really, really do like this schedule. Niners kind of lucked out with that third place finish. Obviously, you want to be number one and whatever else, but that's kind of where that is. And I'm excited about that. So, again, back to this idea, why you should be excited about the 49ers' future. They're going to have a way better roster. Coaching staff, I don't know if I want to say they're better. I'd prefer Robert Saleh over Raheem Morris, but some of the nuance and excitement that he brings, I think, is huge. The roster is going to be better for sure because you're not losing anybody. You go from $100 million-plus dead cap to $20 million. You're going to be able to pay more money. You're going to be able to actually add starters in free agency, which you couldn't do last time, and you have 9 picks. There's plenty there. And the naysayers, and I get it. You know, I did this episode today for a reason, because it's rough seeing somebody else hoist the trophy, especially in your own division. I get that. I get a lot of you guys are down. But, man, Josh, some of y'all are far from faithful. Like, and I get it. You know, my dad was that fan. He had season tickets to the Braves since as long as I can remember, and he was always the guy. We'd blow it in the ninth. It would be up 4-1. He didn't care. We're going to lose. It's who he was. He was miserable all the time. I understand there are miserable people in this world. I understand there are miserable people in this chat. That's okay. Be the fan that you are. We love you. But, man, I don't understand how you look forward with what just happened in this Niner season, 12-5 with that roster, and be upset about what's to come. I'm sorry. I do not understand. And Josh, this past year was an amazing season. It sure as hell was. You had no business doing what you did. Your coach was a freaking coach of the year candidate, and jackasses in here are going to say, like, you got to fire that guy. You're an idiot. I'm sorry. If you still think Kyle Shanahan should be fired, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. I love you. I'd love to have a beer with you. I'd love to talk with you, whatever else. But you're just an idiot. It's okay. There's a lot of dumb people that can do very well in this world. It's okay. I love you. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I think that this is a part of it. Colbinator, he says, John, most of the people whining haven't been following the team for more than 10 years. Our society continues to drift that way. You're either the best ever, you're the GOAT, or you're terrible. That's not have you guys watched Rise of the 49ers? It's incredible on Netflix. Like, not on Netflix, it's on YouTube, AMC Plus. Absolutely incredible. And that's the best team of the 80s. And they still had so many down years. So many down years. So many down years. And yeah, 33 years to win a Super Bowl is wild. Did you know 17 teams have longer than the 49ers? Not that that should console you, but like whenever you step back just from, oh, well, the 49ers didn't win the Super Bowl, so it's a loss. I'm not saying that's what you're saying, JM. 17 teams, more than half of the league, doesn't have a Super Bowl in the same time we do. It pisses me off. It pisses me off. It needs to change. It really does. The Niners need to win a Super Bowl. But that doesn't mean that you go all the way over to the, oh, the Niners are terrible, fire John Lynch, fire Kyle Shanahan. Again, JM, I'm not saying you're saying this. But, like, no, you don't have to be so freaking extreme. That's just not there. Mitchell, Niners core a year older and even more washed. Dude, that's a positive. This team needs it. They're like, they have young people everywhere. Now, if you're just talking about Trent and CMC, sure. And Kittle, yeah, that applies to them. But you went young last year. They need to get older. They need to get more experience. They need to step up. But yeah, I get it. Some people are just, you know, going to complain all the time. But dude, I believe in Kyle Shanahan. I really do. I don't know how you don't. What's he been, a coach of the year finalist 4 times now? Dude's incredible. And he even talked about, like, with his dad. He's like, my dad lost the first 3 and then he won the next 3. He's like, well, I've already got my first 3 out of the way. Now I just got to win my next 3. And yeah, he's joking a little bit. But that's huge. I think that that's there. Sin again. The Fire Shanahan people clearly have not lived through the dark years. Do y'all know about Dennis Erickson? Do you know about Chip Kelly? Do you know about Tom Sula farting in the press conference talking about payroll? Do y'all remember coaches dropping pants at halftime in the locker room? Like, that's a thing. That's a thing. Do you? Some of y'all don't remember how bad it is. Aaron, the amount of success we've had without winning the big one defies logic. I do agree there. But I also know this from being a coach. You can't win it if you don't make the dance. The Niners are involved all the time. Has it gone our way? Has not. Got to capitalize on some of those. You got to. But for a team that's changed defensive coordinators 4 consecutive seasons in a row and still being in the mix all the damn time, I think that's huge. Silent says, I don't care. They won. I want to know how we crush them. You got to win in the trenches. I mean, you saw they won the Super Bowl without having an offense. All that they did was control the trenches on both sides of the ball, but they invested. This year, they took a first-round guard. Previous year, they took a first-round defensive tackle. Year before that, they took JSN. But, like, offensive linemen, their left tackle's a first-rounder. The right tackle's a third-rounder. The left guard's a first-rounder. Like, they spent. Free agency, they spent on young, quality defensive linemen. It's what it is. It's what it is. Yeah, Mitchell, man, I'm sorry, man. I hope you're all right, bud. I hope you're doing okay. I really, really do, but you seem pretty rough, man. Wish I was there to give you a hug and buy you a Heineken, buddy, because, man, you are miserable. But I love you, man. You're going to be all right. Get it out. And, yeah, man, try to find something to focus on this pod. I literally went through a 15-point PowerPoint on things to be excited about. Find one of those things. Protect your fandom. And if you're miserable, maybe this ain't for you. Maybe this show ain't for you, and that's okay. Like, I hope you're here, and I don't want to tell people to go elsewhere, but there's a lot of people that will feed your misery and will prey off of it. And those people do very well. They do way better than I do. Anyway, you do what you got to do. Right here, John, you're the type of 20-year Kyle plan. Good luck with that. I would give Kyle Shanahan a 20-year contract right now. 100% I would. Because I understand what we've been through, and I want a coach that gives us a statistical advantage every single time, a schematical advantage every single time. Kyle Shanahan would be the highest paid coach in the NFL. If all 30 coaches or all 32 coaches were fired, Kyle Shanahan would be the highest coach in the NFL every single time. I don't think it'd be close. That's just me. So all that to say, you should be excited about the 49ers future unless you're Mitchell, I guess. That's what it is. Steve, John, are you going to the Australia game? 100%. You know I ain't missing that. The amount of games next year are going to be hard. I'm not going to do 10, but yes, I'm doing the Australia game 100%. We're already looking into building fan travel packages. The dates aren't set. Flying out at SFO, having the flight, hotel, expeditions for like 5 days, tailgate, day before party, all that stuff lumped in, which might be easy for some. I know it's going to be pricey. If you haven't looked at the tickets, just to fly to Australia, it's pricey. But yeah, I'm 100%. So the trips for next year that, man, let me just open this just so I'm not completely wrong. 49ers 2026 schedule. So like, the games that we are 100% going to do next season, Kansas City, Dallas, the Australia game, the Falcons game, that's 4. I mean, we always do Seattle and Arizona. That's six. And I kind of want to do LA. That'd be seven. That's a lot. We'll have to see what Mexico game that's going to be because I'm not going to miss that. But yeah, we're going to figure a lot out. And I'm super excited. But yeah, I'm going to be at the Australia game. You're not going to keep me away. Look at howdy. Aussie, Aussie, oi, oi, oi. I'm sure I said that way wrong. But I am freaking pumped about that. First game ever in Australia, right? I ain't missing that. Dude, I ain't going to miss that at all. I'm going to be there. look at this, Tyrone. I see you getting some new voices on. It's a good thing. We talk about this in New Orleans. Get the good content up. Thank you, Tyrone. I appreciate that. And so allowing this platform to get some other people out there, I'm excited. I'm excited. Anyway. Yeah, look at this, Coleman. You could be like my brother-in-law. Just change teams every 3 years, depending on who wins. Yeah, if you're Super Bowl or bust, don't watch. Why are you watching this show? Don't even watch preseason. Don't watch regular. Don't watch playoffs. Wait to the Super Bowl. Whatever teams win in the fourth quarter, just let that be your team. And you're the best fan ever. And, man, your team wins every year. And congratulations. You get to buy the new jackets, and you get to show up. You'll fit right in with the 12. Like, that's how they got started. So, man, that those people, that's awesome. Go ahead. Yeah, and right here, I love this. Filberto, he says, our fans were saying we kept the wrong coach, but McDaniel had a good first season in Miami. He just got fired. Yeah, it's pretty easy. The people that understand football and context and nuance to the ones that don't. I love this fan base. I love the faithful. Yeah, there's some knuckleheads in there, and that's okay. I love them, too. I really, really do. As long as you treat people with respect, life is simple. And you're welcome here. This show is for everybody that wants to be here. As long as you're not attacking other people, hopefully nobody feels I did that. Maybe I did that. Maybe I need to check myself to be more inclusive there. But you guys are awesome. A lot of positive reasons to be a 49ers fan and be excited about the future. We do have our draft sheet up. That is up on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. Go check that out. So like if you're doing mock drafts or trying to figure out who the 49ers like or don't like, man, you can filter that. Snaps, experience, all that kind of stuff, height, weight, speed, PFF grades, you name it. Stats, it's all there. So go check that out. That's up there. Very easy for you to use. You guys are the best. And until next time, stay strong, faithful.